I think that the manufacturer for this, Behringer, that sounds like a German name.
Behringer, shout out Behringer.
They've been getting us this far. You know, this is, I didn't, we, you know what? We never talked about that with GFB, what happened to us one time. You never had to deal with that. One time the-
So I'm blessed.
At this point in the game, yeah. Because we came here one time and the Behringer wasn't working. And that's the refurbished one they sent us since then. Like, we turned it on and tried everything, and, like, we just couldn't record that day. The shit that I went through to get people content is crazy. Turn me up a little bit more in the headphones. The shit that I did to get people, like, content, man, is just crazy. There it is. Because, dude, let's talk about that a little quick. Just
about Behringer? I got another story where Behringer didn't work.
Not even just Behringer, but just, like, what we do to sacrifice to make sure that we had content. I don't know why it is. It rubbed me the wrong way. And you hit me Monday like, hey, the episode ain't out. Like, man, I'm going to get it out when I can. I'm tired. Like, you know, let me get this in real quick.
You be telling everybody, it's going to drop later this afternoon.
I told her Sunday that day. But then after being outside and dealing with the wind and all that shit, man, I was just like, all right, man, I'll get it in. I'll never have it more than 2 days late. In 4 years, I think that I've delivered a podcast on time, or at least within a 24-hour period of when we're supposed to. I've never held on to something for like a week and not did it. Now, there are some other members for another show that we have, which is why we have a structure with me doing everything, because they'll go a whole week and say, oh, I'll get to it. I'm not going to say who. We just gonna y'all going to just think it's Star, Cease, you know, or Beam. But yeah, and Lex is good. I force you to do certain things. I make you timestamp a few times when I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use that word force.
That's the good.
I'll get up right now.
That's a good term. What do you mean?
I'll leave.
You still gonna have the timestamp.
All right. It's only like 30 seconds in.
It walks out at 2:04.
Yeah. Show over.
Oh man, count on the white man to walk out halfway doing his work.
Insert cricket noise.
I'm waiting on you.
You waiting on me. Yeah, oh, now man. You waiting on me. You was waiting on a joke.
You wasn't adding to my topic. What was your story about Behringer?
It ain't my story. I wasn't there, but I love the story. Shout out to Debo.
So they really had a Behringer.
Hey, that's what he called. That was the name of his vehicle.
It was called a Behringer?
It's called Behringer. And
was it made by Saab? how do you pronounce that? Saab or is it
Saab? Saab. Double A's.
Is that who his car was made by?
He tried to take it to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. That's not one of those ones. And then he said,
hey, he called me. He's like, hey, I know why you do your little air conditioner thing now.
Oh, because his car overheated? Because
anytime I'm going up a hill, I'll turn it off. And then, you know, on the way to Vegas, in summertime, like, yo, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, yo, just chill out. Let me get to the top of this hill. And you gotta let it breathe a little bit.
We'll be all right. We'll make it work. Now, I've never had to deal with that. But it does help, like I had radiator issues. I had a crack in my shit. And so, like, on the freeway, like, the temperature gauge would go down to cold, which was cool because it would overheat when I would stop. So I was like, ah, okay.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, that was that was nasty. Or, you know what? Look, I ain't got a whole lot of you think we have a whole lot of content? We don't. So I'm just going to fill in some time with some crazy shit. So another time in college, right? Fuck, I done lost the story that I was about to say right now.
Radiators. Car issues.
Bound up. Yes, there we go. Car issues. So I was dating this girl and she was taking me back and forth to work. My car wouldn't start. Like I had a clutch. So like when I'm pushing it down on the ground or whatever, it's still not like catching. Like it's loose. So the car wouldn't start. So this whole time I'm thinking it's like a $500-$600 fix or whatever. And when I take it to the mechanic, they're like, oh, you just need a new clutch, 180. And I was like, bro, I've been dealing with all the stresses of having to use her car for a whole semester. And all I had to do was scramble up, you know, $100. That's it. I would have did that. But, you know, it's bad when the mechanic, I sent y'all that, when the mechanic be like, yo, let me show you something real quick.
Yeah, that's definitely the quote right there.
Oh, man. Then you pick up a piece.
Or you leave. I'm just getting an oil change and you leave and like, yo, we'll call you. And they call you and be like, hey,
you got a leak.
Before we do this, I was like, man, you ain't even started yet. If you ain't started yet and they call you, that means they need permission to do 100 other things.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why I stopped taking my car to Firestone. I used to take it to Firestone all the time. They kept giving me recommendations for shit that I know, like, I don't need to fix right then and there.
Do you have a certain way you handle it? Because I know I always got the, oh, man, like, I got to get out of here I was only, you know, my next paycheck, though, I'm going to come through and get all this done.
Damn, you give way, you give that explanation?
Because they be looking at me like, because they be really telling me, like, if you leave here like this, you going to die. Every single time. I'm like, I'm going to risk it then.
Been alive since.
Yeah, man.
But I feel like they say that because then they, because then you're like, oh, it's my health. Like, all right, now it depends on what it is. If it's the brakes, the axle, or something like that, then I'm going to get that fixed.
And there's a couple times where I'm like, mm. But then I also got like another, like I have like my guy who's like, all right, all that crazy shit you talking about, write it down, give me the quote, and I take it to him, and he like do it for like half the price.
Yeah.
I come to you guys for my oil change and my tires rotating. That's it.
That's it. They try to upsell you.
Now, I feel you, because they got to, like, you know, they can't really keep the lights on with just oil changes. They got the full screw, like, you know what I mean, because it's cheap or whatever.
Rest in peace, Sergio. Sergio used to tell me, you don't need all that. That's yeah. why That's why I would go to Sergio. He'd be like, look, man, he's like, you just need to get from A to B. That whole safety point stuff that they talking about, yeah, it's a big deal on certain things, but this one you can let it ride out.
Right. You need people like that, that you don't need all that.
Yeah, which... You're going to get me down that rabbit hole about the baseball stuff and the sports where you be taking people's recommendation about shit that you don't need. Anyway, rest in peace, Shock G. What you got for us, Lex?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't think I was going to be able to do this because he was like, nah, man.
What?
It's too sad. Too many weeks.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
All right.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Let me go make sure we take this all the way back. Let's take this all the way back.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We're going to go on an audio adventure. I see guys and girls dancing.
Whenever he's like, I gotta do a little fast forward and DJ trick. I know I ain't gonna do the right. With what you like. And though we're usually on a serious tip, check it out. Tonight we're gonna flip and trip and let it all hang out tonight. We're gonna say what we like. Cause yo, we wanna know how many people in the flow would like to just let yourselves go and do what you like. What's tonight's your night? Just eat food, try not to be crude. Kill the attitude, chill the serious mood, and do what you like. Day one, it's day one. Everybody do what you like. I see guys and girls dancing. Yeah, do what you like. I see guys and girls dancing. Just do what you like.
There you go, there you go, there you go. I'm gonna pick the energy up. There we go. This is what we need right here. You can be at your mama's house, your daddy's house, your auntie's house, out there, outside, enjoying it, vaxxed up, living your best life, playing the card game with your friends, whatever it could be. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Welcome to You Wasn't Outside Podcast episode
36.
There it is. Turn it up.
Playing cards with your friends.
We'll talk about that. Naughty. Get my rocks on. Eat popcorn. Watching your body to the pop song that I'm singing. Ding singing. Funky beats ringing. Everybody swinging in the place as I keep the J's. Easy Y style. R&B mixing it with the hip-hop. Oakland, what up? B champagne
in my hand. It won't be by the way, in Brooklyn. It's just the same old
song. All you need is a fresh pair of like Ray-Bans for this. Oh yeah. But it's a Monday.
Yes, sir. Now you can tell from my everyday fits. I ain't
rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix. You rap that part?
I say time and a nickel. Shout out to Money B. We heard we got this reverse live. Down at Club Caribe.
The one who put the satin on your panties.
Alright, let's go.
You ever date a girl with satin panties?
Yeah, no, those are outdated. She come out here with the satin joints. I'm like, look, you in the wrong time period, man. We
chocolate crossover. Yeah, we chocolate crossover. See me cuckoo like I'm cuckoo and I might go pop.
Now it's about time that I clear this. So pardon me, miss, but I'd like for you to hear this. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. You see, I feel real good inside, and it's just from your nearness. There's no need for you to fear this. Kiss me.
57, man, that's too young. It's too young. Well, you look kind of cute. Get this
Now stop what you're doing, cause you about to hurt.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. I look funny, But yo, I'm making money.
I ain't got no soundboard. I hope you're ready for me.
I did it, y'all.
We won't be silent. I'm
gonna see you got on your shelf. So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty. Pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky.
I like my oatmeal lumpy.
I'm sick with this, straight gangster Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl.
Come here, I'm nasty combo.
Yeah, I called you
that
fat.
Is nasty.
Look at me, I'm skinny.
And look at me, I'm skinny. He's out here.
Like you ain't never said that line before.
No, you can't. Busy, they would get him the hell out of here.
Bathroom, I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girl's pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the
come on,
do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm doing?
Oh, I see you. You put a little freak on it with the slow fade. Hand me the cord, man.
Yeah, I was just a little volume man, click on the phone.
Yeah.
It wasn't no pre-recorded or nothing.
Oh, man, this is Parks right here, man. He's out here with the low fade and everything, man. Man, if you guys made it through that audio journey with us and they were continuing to, you know, listen to us, thank you. Shout out to the first-time listeners and the people that said we weren't going to be nothing. We're here 36 episodes later.
Was there a lot of those people?
No, I don't know.
I might have been one of them people.
You think so? Like, damn, I don't know if I'm going to make this.
Mm.
I think that when you look at the numbers as they increase 2 or 3 weeks later after we record, you're like, oh, it's still worth me doing.
I ain't really look at the numbers till you screenshot them to me because I don't understand it.
No, it takes a while for you to even get into it, though. But yeah.
Episode 36.
My name is Normal Ass Carl to my frontish rightish with the field trip yellow green t-shirt on is my man at Just
Normal
Lex.
It's more like a highlighter.
And Normal Ass Carl.
I got this shirt from my wife's company.
Just Lex.
Yeah, we went outside today, so I ain't getting dressed. I just got out the shower.
Nah, I wouldn't even. I mean, for y'all that's probably wondering, the last few weeks I haven't been scouting out like places just because the wind and stuff like that. We battled that last week, and then the week before that, we didn't have any problems or nothing like that, but the wind is serious right now. Springtime. I'm starting to notice the wind more now that I'm outside, not playing golf.
Shout out to our Chicago listeners that's laughing at
it. They like, bro, they talk about 10 miles an hour. But then again, you probably not going to catch nobody doing no outside podcast in Chicago or whatnot. But it is what it is. How you been, man? How's everything been going, man? You settled in the house. We got a chance to have a game night yesterday. That was great. Everybody, you know, brought
was it?
I thought it was great. I didn't like losing. I didn't like losing, but it was fun. It was something, you know, your kids had something to, you know, do. And you
did
had something
they?
To take
it
your
seemed
mind
like
off.
They was up all up under the game every 5 minutes.
They was doing the best that they can for the age group that they had. But I had fun that game. Now, you didn't have fun?
No, I had a great time.
Or are you lying?
I did.
You could tell me if you didn't like it.
No, I would tell you if I didn't like it.
Like, man, I'm going home. The hell with all this shit.
Nah, I just think that game was stupid.
Because you didn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, because you didn't win. Because you were just emotionally invested as
I was.
It took a lot out of me. By the time we was done, I was like, damn.
I can see how math might do that to you. Simple addition.
It wasn't even just the math. It was more so like the... So y'all know context. We were playing a game called God Dog It.
Cards Revealed.
Cards Revealed. And it was actually made by one of my good friends, his wife, Jamar Taylor. We just had like a little audio thing that went off. Okay, we're back. All right. My boy's wife, Jamar, Kenzie is the one who actually created the game. And so it's pretty fun. It's hard to explain, so I'm not going to explain it here, but it had everyone that was playing, all six of us invested. I think you could play up to 10 players. You could find Cards Revealed, I think, on Amazon if you want to purchase it. Great game. It's better than Monopoly, and it gets you all hyped up and, you know, blaming other people. So, yeah, to me, it was like an intricate dominoes where you can, you know, dominoes max you can have is, you know, traditional dominoes. You can have, you know, 4 players. But here you can have 10 and have that same type of strategy and thinking and blocking and all that going on.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's not because, you know, especially in these times, we kind of look for anything to be competitive with. And I know my household specifically, the household who won.
Yeah. See,
that's the shit you was doing last night.
Yeah,
you
were, your household's representing.
You wasn't, since you wasn't doing so hot, you was trying to make it now a household thing.
Yeah.
Hold it down.
That's what you got to do, though. You gotta.
I knew what you was doing.
She was holding it down for us.
Yeah, yeah, for a little bit.
Unbeknownst to her, too. The whole time she was making moves, I was like, damn, like, you making moves as somebody who's not in the lead, but you're in the lead right now. Like, you playing for safety right now.
But I would make the same moves again, because I was right there next to my wife at the top, and I made a power move that just didn't work out.
Yeah,
but it was to get me over the hump.
That's why I liked it, because there was some risk in that game, you know. And then we played Taboo, which I felt like those
no,
words.
No. We played Midnight Taboo.
Midnight Taboo.
And the first word was moose knuckle.
And then after that, they had what was that? Nipple ring? I was like, yo, how do you describe nipple ring?
Bruh.
That don't make no sense to me.
Oh, the soundboard's back.
Oh, yeah, we back. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. The ladies really wiped the floor with us, though.
Oh, yeah, with ease.
Both times.
They were going through getting at least two per round while we were struggling. But, yeah, man, it's neither here nor there. Other than that, man, I've been cool, man, playing golf. I'm getting ready to leave. I'm going to Miami May 5th, and then I'll be back on the 11th. So we're going to have to figure out this whole recording situation. We, meaning me.
Since you don't do shit.
That's not where I'm going with that. But yeah, man, so I figured out then you're leaving. So you're going to where? Temecula,
you said? On a Mother's Day retreat with a portion of the family just to kind of max and relax. And
where y'all staying at?
Airbnb.
Oh, that's fine. Why you shrug your shoulders? Natural Airbnb line. Is cool. You can find
it is cool. Yeah, especially, you know, in Temecula, you know, so it's kind of wine country, so they kind of be out there a little secluded, get to do your thing.
Y'all got the entire place?
Yeah,
we're running into a conversation right now.
Okay,
so my thing with Airbnb is like in some of those desolate areas that you're talking about, like Temecula, like I wouldn't see that as like a top. It's
I don't know if I call it desolate.
It's not a top 10 city in California. Can't be
in California
in regards to population.
Man, we'll get back to that.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, it can't. It might be like 11 or 12. But my whole point of this is that like a lot of those places, like people own those houses and like they may have like a casita or something like that is what they call.
Oh,
it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so a I don't
casita.
Like. Yeah, that's what they call them. When
nah,
I see
I know
them
what
you're
talking about. Just what
and it's like, yo, I don't want to personally. I don't want to stay here knowing that four or five people and their families outside. Like I may want to go out drink or something. You know, walk out with my shirt off. You know, but other than that, Airbnb, I think, is dope. Like, we have an Airbnb that we have for Miami. But the hardest part is that they got all those regulations and stuff like that. And so some cities and neighborhoods are not too keen to Airbnbs because of, you know, it brings bullshit that comes along with it. People drinking, partying up all night. And just imagine if you live in a nice area such as Ocean Beach. I mean, people are coming through there Monday through Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always booked.
Yeah.
All right. So G Chronicles. He's 0-2
in soccer.
In soccer,
y'all playing good teams, or
it's kind of like they just mac. I'm the only one keeping score. Well, apparently G is, and he tried to throw an extra point on his side every time. And he gets so
how many teams are in there first?
Nah, they just do it by age group. It's like the same people. Like it's like two different teams. They just kind of mix up the players every week.
Oh, so it's not.
And it's kind of like we're just trying to get them to learn the very intricate beginnings of teamwork and stuff like that.
Does he like it though?
He does like it. He don't like defense, but he'll do everything else.
Oh, okay. So he's fitting in with the mold.
Yeah, so he was like, you know, kids got kicked in the shin. He go down crying on the opposite team. He'll stop what he's doing. He'll be the first one to try to, are you okay? You picking him up? And, you know, on one hand, it's like, dang, what an upstanding citizen that we're creating. On the other hand, I'm like, get your ass up and get to that net.
Just get-
Y'all are down 4 points.
Oh, man. Can't win from losing.
Got my, last week we didn't talk about it. I got my first shot.
Okay, how was that?
It was cool. I mean, I didn't even feel it go in. She was doing like the nurse thing, you know, like trying to like distract me. I'm like, I can take a needle. Ain't that bad.
You don't look?
Nah, not really. But I mean, even if I did this one, like I didn't feel it going. I was fine. You know, it was at a Rite Aid about like four miles away. So I was like, I'm going to take the bike out.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, stay in the store for 15 minutes. And I'm like, am I going to cry? I was like, nah, if I got 15 minutes, let me get home. So I hopped on the bike, went home. And then I was good. And then the next day, my wife got it around the same exact time I did, just at a different place. And she was like, I can't feel my arm and all this. And I was just like, dang, that's crazy. And it's like, she's like, she threw that into the universe and put it on me. Because right after she said it, I was like, damn, my shit going numb. And I couldn't even take my shirt off. But that was it. It was like less than 24 hours of soreness. And then
that second one is the one that it'll make a man out of you. That's what I hear. Or a woman. We're not going to be sexist. It'll make a man or a woman out of you. Yeah. All right, man. Look. I'm not starting here. You're right. So like, where I made peace at with myself is, I was like, yo, I'm gonna let him get his songs off. But we're not gonna start there, man. So what we gonna do is we gonna work out an order today.
All right.
Let's do some shit you wasn't outside for.
Mm.
So we were talking yesterday during game night. And
that we were.
And we had a lot of conversations actually. But one of the things that stood out to me was, I don't know how we got on this subject, but the proxy blockers in school. You have no idea what that was.
The way y'all was describing it, I think, but maybe I just wasn't doing the thing.
How do we describe it?
Y'all was describing it as y'all was on the school computers trying to do some fuck shit, and the blocker was snitching on you, saying to stop going to YouTube or whatever, U-porn, whatever y'all was trying to do.
U-porn at school, that's crazy.
I don't know.
Yo, bringing the thing of Jergens in your backpack to the school library, that's nuts right there, man.
Whenever I was in the school library, I was at the same computer, and it was usually like the handicapped one that you can go to as long as you wasn't taking it away from nobody just because I had extra space. And I was real anti, like I ain't trying to fuck with nobody. I feel that
way about bathroom stalls too.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. I'm always in there.
Yeah, or the family stalls too when you go to the mall. Yeah, those are the ones.
And people just look at me like, there's nothing wrong with him. Well, there ain't nobody in here, but like, this is my spot. I feel like because... you know, I wasn't really doing nothing. I was like, I'm in class, I'm in the library, I go home, go to work. So get your ass off my computer.
We'll get back to the proxy real quick. Quick question. Do you ever park in handicap parking if everything else is full, if you know you're only going to be there for a little bit?
If I'm like picking up food or something, like a real quick trip, yeah, I'm going to take that shot.
Yeah, man, but like my mom be like, oh, don't do that. They're like, you need a sticker.
Police is on the way.
Yeah, they're not coming for this, man. Like, unless they were here, like, and it was, we've been through that one time, you know what I mean? But other than that, in like 8 years, bro, I haven't had any issues. And before that, my whole life, I hadn't had. It was just one instance that they got us, and I felt like they was just using that. But back to proxy. So yes, you're right. You don't remember the screens popping up denying you. So then
they do it at my work computer all the time.
So then back then, though, we used to have they probably still have them now. I just had no reason to like go on it because they would stop you from going on MySpace, Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, there was no Facebook at that time. It was Zynga, MySpace, and whatever bullshit stuff we was on back in the day.
There was Facebook when you were in college.
Not in high school. In middle school, because this happened in middle school. That's what I'm saying. Like,
so
some of these kids don't know what it's like, because then, like, you know, your phone is like its own computer now. You can use 5G and go use whatever, as long as you got service. And so we used to go on these websites where you would have to type in the HTML into the proxy blocker or whatever. So you could type in, like, it will block it, and then you would type in myspace.com, and it would give you, like, the access that you needed to get into the page or whatever. Now, obviously, the JavaScript will be off because, you know, your little moving parts that you have or the GIFs or the GIFs you would have, they wouldn't move. But yeah, that's how we used to bypass it.
Man, that was the most millennial shit you've ever explained to me.
You never knew that at all?
I mean, I didn't get a lot of computer access until before college as far as school.
Did you have a computer at home growing up?
Yeah.
A tower?
No, it was a laptop.
Oh, so
with fancy.
I had access, but you had the Acer when they first came out.
Nah, but it was a whole lot of Heather Hunter and
it was moving real slow.
A lot of Heather Hunter and G Unit mixtapes on it.
Oh, so you didn't share one with your mom?
No, it was hers.
Okay. You clear your web history back then?
She worse than me when it comes to that. I didn't even need to.
Would you be like,
it wasn't like websites. It was like LimeWire, Kazaa. Downloaded.
That was
not streaming.
That was your move right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it was kind of like the neighborhood computer at that point.
Everybody used it. Yeah, we had a tower, man. That shit used to take forever to load up too. Windows. Yeah, with Mac, everything's so much easier, faster startup, all the whole nine shebang. All right, you had this on there, the Spice Channel.
Right after I talked about Heather Hunter.
Yeah. I knew you were leading us there. Look at your lead-in game.
Didn't even try.
Yeah, man. It's effortless.
Spice Channel, man.
Go ahead. Get your shit off. lead the way.
I ain't never had it, but like, you know, we'd be at random people's house, and it'd be like that weird, you get the fuzzy channel, and if you watch it long enough.
The fuzzy one is easy to remember, though, so let's see if you was outside. Which one was usually fuzzy? There's two of them, actually.
No, I'm talking about the Spy. The Spy Channel was fuzzy.
So was
if
HBO.
If you didn't have it.
So
yeah, yeah, but I'm saying you just watch it long enough.
Let's see if he was in your... Let's see if he was outside. Wait, wait, wait. This is the best question I can ask you for our podcast. You ready? We're going to see if he was really outside.
Okay.
What channel was HBO back in the day on the regular boxes?
I ain't had no regular box.
But you wouldn't... So, okay. So what channel was HBO back in the day?
Like 54?
My man. Hey, man. Hey, but out of all the numbers it could have been, because I don't know what number it is now, but it was 54.
54. Cartoon Network was 50. Nickelodeon was 47.
What was 52?
Disney Channel.
You're right. You're right. 47 was Nickelodeon. 48,
Comedy Central.
30 was MTV.
Yep.
This is for... I
40
mean,
was BET.
For you, yes, it was. Four, and 3 is ESPN.
3, and then...
For y'all that's not from Dago, we just doing some Dago going down the line stuff. But yeah, these were the local channels that we had back in the day. And then I didn't have cable back in the day, so 69 was like channel 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had cable here. I see you looking downstairs. Yeah, cable was here, but no, upstairs in my room.
Right,
I had the big back. Damn, all right.
Fat back TV.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Look at that. The content's just spewing itself. All right, back to the Spice Channel first, and we'll get back to big back TVs.
So you watch it long enough, you might get a quick, like, 3-second glimpse of what's going on. And, you know, when you were, I don't, between, what, 8 and 10 years old, you know, you at the homie's house, everyone's spending the night, you up at 3 in the morning, shit just be on the fuzzy joint, and you just, like, you watch along, like, oh, 3 seconds, blah, 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 and it is what it is.
Did you make sure to change the channel when you turned the TV off?
Yeah, yeah, we ain't stupid.
You gotta throw them off. I think my mom still knew.
She right there.
Yeah, she right. She's right here listening in. I used to watch that shit on volume 4.
He tried to get real spicy back in the day.
Bruh.
He called his nickname back in the day was Cayenne Carl.
But that's what's crazy though, because as a kid, like, you think you being sneaky, but your mom knows the whole time. Just like we watching our kids or whatever. It's like, bro, you not about to get away with this right now, man.
Another incident where my mom a little different.
What you mean?
I mean, she... If you were in her household, you was trying to be Cayenne Carl, like, she might not have known.
Cayenne, that's
just
spice.
Real spicy.
That's just spice right there.
My man.
But yeah, man, it was that, and you know, we talked about BET Uncut and stuff
and
like that.
And that's when
before.
You got the, you know, I think they got probably another version of that now, but you used to get the illegal black box. I didn't get one.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
So we go over to Jonathan's house, and he'd have the, all the WrestleMania pay-per-views, all that stuff, because that was right around that time. And I don't think we really used it for a bunch of other stuff, but like...
The original cable boxes looked like the modem that we was using.
That's
just
true. It looked like this, just a little longer.
Yeah, that was it. And it just had the numbers on it.
The red numbers.
Yeah, we've come a long way, because by the time I was in college, they had like the big digital boxes that they have now with the big remotes and stuff like that. But growing up, we always had the small joints.
And then you always think when you're on the fuzzy channel, if I just smack the top of this TV a couple of times, I'm going to get the screen for a little bit. It don't work that way.
You get a little glimpse. Or that it was that. All right. So yeah, Spice was your bag. Okay. I see where you're at.
I would say it was my bag, but all right.
You're like X videos. You know what I mean? And then like.
Bruh.
Oh, man. But the other one was Real Sex, Take One.
Yeah, that was like a real show though, right? HBO,
yeah,
like
it was on HBO or whatever.
One of them other ones.
But then they would run out to people on the street and stuff like and talk to them about like they adventures and stuff like that. So yeah, man, that was another one. I can't think of any more off the top. Those were the only
ones. I think
ones.
They had like Spice Latina.
Hell, even at some point, Sex in the City was damn near like its own little soft porn show.
Oh, yeah, you've been Cayenne Carl a long time. I ain't ever watched no Sex in the City.
That's because it used to come on. We had HBO after a while.
And there you go.
Mom got
I
a
ain't
raise.
Never had no HBO. What are we going to use this on?
Oh, man.
My man.
Go ahead.
Home and, box office.
Dude, I'm thinking about buying stock in HBO.
Okay. They've been killing it, right?
If they keep getting. Okay, here's the thing. Did you watch the new Mortal Kombat?
Nah.
Okay.
The only one I watched was the OG one, the movie one. Okay. That shit was fire.
Before I get into that bag, we're going to finish off. Big back TVs.
Yeah.
Come a long way from that. My mom and dad just recently got rid of their big back TV. They had their silver joint that was in there. Yeah, that
took up the whole dumpster.
Yeah, it was big. That thing was ridiculous. But you know what? They were reliable. I don't remember like
big. You can't smack a flat screen like you can. It wasn't as durable.
I feel like if you drop the big back, you can still pick it up and get it. You know what I mean? Like it'd be all right. Like the glass on it was glass. It wasn't made out of like the little plastic shit that they have right now. And then on top of that, like I never heard of anyone saying like their TV went out. Like think about all those places that you've seen people with them old ass TVs, even the one with the VCR already attached to it. Like how many times have you ever heard of somebody saying like, "Oh, the bulb went out in this" or whatever it may be.
I mean, yeah, so they was durable. They just wasn't, like, quality.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting quality.
We can't put no HD in this shit.
No.
But they was putting those combo. Yeah, you thought you was the shit when you had the combo with the TV with the VCR attached to it. I feel like I just got rid of that, like, not too long ago.
You know what? I still have my first flat-screen TV, actually, now that I think about it. It still works. It was off-brand, too. The audio is off a little bit. You got to tap the headphone thing because sometimes it switches over, but yeah.
Yeah, one of the new joints we got at Costco was out the out-the-box special. And then he was like, and then we went to Best Buy to get like the regular one for the man cave. And he looked up the one we were trying to compare it to get the price match that Best Buy does.
Yeah.
And then because I bought my TV from the old house, from the fireplace, from Best Buy, it was in the thing. He was like, damn, the one at Costco was so old. This TV that you bought back in 2017 is newer than it. I was like, damn, Costco out here getting the old joints off. That's why they be so low. But I ain't a TV snob. Like, you know what I mean? This is my my first foray into trying to make it a little 4K. I mean, everything kind of 4K now, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much the standard, gold standard. I mean, shit, you gotta buy a flat screen, flat TV in the first place. But now they're more affordable than what they were beforehand. I remember when they first came out, you was getting one for less than $800-$900. Like, no way.
And now everybody's so bougie, you can't even give the fat back away.
You can't even give the flat joints away. I tried to give one to your wife, and she's like, no, I'm good.
I think she was talking about taking it.
Oh, well, then we can meet up at the house after this, and you can go take that
shit.
Yo,
she's trying to dump all this random shit on me.
Bro, I'm about to bring you the chairs and stuff, too. Y'all thought I forgot about that one.
Nah, I think she wanted you to forget about that
one. Nah, I ain't forgetting about it. I'm going to bring it. all right, last one. Would you still drink out the water hose today?
Today, nah, but that shit was a lifesaver back then.
Why won't you drink out the water hose today?
Science. Lead poisoning.
My man.
Same reason you should be eating fish.
Oh, man. Do you eat fish? I don't.
Nah, I've never been seafood, dude.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
That one always starts super late, so I cooked it like 4 seconds
ago. That's why I'm get rid of that shit, man.
What? The board?
Your whole board, man.
No, I'm not doing that.
We were so peaceful before you got the ox.
I'm not doing that. It's hella boring to just listen to us with no sound effects. Especially if I need to play music.
But yeah, drink out the water hose.
Yeah.
And man, my man, I feel like fridge water be different too, depending on whose house you at. My neighbor's fridge.
How's my fridge water? Is it great?
Solid.
Okay, that's cool. That's all.
Some people be like, man, it's like.
Well, they got to change the filter, bro. Like, if you don't change the filter, especially if it's running through the ground, because it's only 6 months.
Yeah.
And if you look and there's a red light on, it's like, bro, you got to ask them.
I might be like a 9 month guy. Let's stretch this out a little bit.
Bro, that's crazy.
Nah, the
so
last
you might as well drink out the hose.
Nah, last house I had the water softener thing. So that was all like, there was no water filter involved.
Yeah.
It was a constant filter. Alkaline, baby.
You know, it's funny. Like, I will still occasionally, like, if I walk in the house, drink out the sink.
Out the sink?
Yeah. Like, I ain't gonna front. If I don't feel like getting a cup, that's part of my laziness.
Yeah, I wasn't doing. I feel like it just depending on where I was at. I wasn't doing that in Spring Valley. Like, I ain't drinking out this.
But I've seen some people get really wild and drink out the sink in like men's restrooms and like shit like that.
Nah, that's
wild. This is pre-COVID. I haven't seen that beforehand.
The nastiest shit I've ever done was I was at this festival that used to be around called Rock the Bells.
What happened to it?
And they just, I thought, based on how it was growing and as many people from when I started versus what it was now, how many stages they have, it's like, damn, they out here making it happen and growing. And it was just money issues.
Because like, I went to the one in the Bay. I remember you went to the one in L.A. because I remember talking to you around the time and like you had way better artists that came out.
Oh, yeah, the San Bernardino ones. That's the best one right there.
Yeah. I still like that. Man.
Well, no. The Bay one's good. Though. The West Coast one, what I mean, when they went to D.C. and New York, wasn't the same as when they was out here.
No, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
But so it was August. It was 110. San Bernardino. And the whole line, it's not, you know, it's a festival. Sometimes you get there like, oh, I like the headliner, but I don't know all these other people going up. I had the craziest lineup I've ever been to. So I'm like, I'm here the whole day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work my way to the front. This was when
Y'all don't know how much of a dog fight that is. He made that seem like it was simple, but working your way to the front. No, it's
not. Not when there's 25,000 people. But the thing is, one, I was there, and the set started noon, so not everybody's there yet. So I had a decent starting position. But because this lineup was so fire, it literally took me the whole day just to move up maybe 10 feet, which was the front.
Yeah.
And this was back when it became a trend to where, oh, we're going to book this artist to perform his or her classic album, the whole album all the way through.
Mm.
So I'm talking about, like, it started off with Slick Rick, KRS-One,
right?
DJ Premier on the interludes, Lauryn Hill, like, the first time, only time I saw her that I'll ever see her again, because I don't trust her. Because she looked nuts. Now, that was the second time. The first time, I was like, oh, man, this is crazy. This time, I was like, oh, like, no, never mind. Don't worry about that. Who was there? Rakim. Before all the Painted Fool. And this is just the day Big Daddy Kane. Like, I'm seeing hero after hero, forefather after forefather, just, and you know, there's a deeper story into all that, but that's all just from noon to like five or whatever, right? After Lauryn Hill goes off, I see Tribe Called Quest. They reunited. They did all the Midnight Marauders.
Mm.
And it's not even dark time yet.
Right.
And then once it got dark, Wu-Tang came back together. They did all 36 Chambers. All of them was there.
That's a lot.
And then this all led up to Snoop doing all the Doggy Style.
Mm.
And then, you know, so I'm trying to be in the front for that. And this was when Nate was in the hospital. So when it came time to do Ain't No Fun, they were like, oh, we're going to record this and show him. And he had 25,000 people doing Nate's part of Ain't No Fun.
Mm.
And then Warren G was on stage crying like, damn, like this shit is like so many years later still, you know, whatever. What was the point of my... Oh, yeah, the nasty shit I ever did, right? So sometime before the sun went down, it's like 1:10, they brought out like a water hose, and they're spraying down the crowd like, this is Amistad, right?
It was 110 degrees?
It was 110 degrees. Oh, okay. And then like...
Oh, you know, at that point, it's out of necessity.
Right. So I'm saying, like, I'm there. I got there. Like, I drove up. I had breakfast at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like... You know, I can't leave. I'm going to lose my spot to go get some food. So right. I was like, I get a heavy carb, heavy breakfast. And I'm like, I'm here all day.
Right.
I was a little younger. I had Chucks on. Like, I was real wild.
And he's a wild boy.
And it's just like, I'm going to be here. And the concert ends at midnight.
Mm.
So I'm there over 12 hours.
Yeah, standing around.
Nah, but you can't.
Huh, but knew you would.
Oh, yeah. Knew me not built like that no more. But I've seen pretty much everybody. But anyway, so I'm... they spray us down with the hose, and it's like, damn, like, I ain't getting it. So anyway, so there was like a half-drank bottle of Aquafina on the ground, and someone picked it up, and this shit been sitting in the heat all day. Like, this water was hot. And I grabbed that shit from somebody, and I just took a big air sip. Not that it was like it was going to make it less dirty. That water was so hot. But it was the most refreshing shit ever. And I was like, especially during these times where you think you catching the Rona from any little thing.
You catch somebody in their moment of desperateness. I thought you was like drinking out the hose or something. You picking up random bottles.
I picked up a random half drank bottle of water that was hot at least 88 degrees.
Yo, your white nasty is still a part of
you.
But
the thing is, no, I knew it was like legit because there was black people, Mexicans all around me trying to get that same bottle of water. Like, that's how bad it was.
Oh, man.
All day.
Hell nah.
But that's the thing, man. You work all that to get to the one thing you want to see. By the time Snoop came out, I'm like, yo, I'm trying to go home. Like, I'm going to try to lift up this one. And then thing is...
And you're not the guy that, like plans to, like, stay somewhere. Like, you're driving home for another hour.
Right. Because normally, like, I'm rolling. I wasn't too deep at this one. I definitely drove. I had, like, two other people with me. And I definitely drove. And so it's like, all right, we woke up early. We ate. We got there, started at noon, ended at midnight, San Bernardino, about an hour and a half, give or take, from home.
This is the stop process.
Got all the way home at 2.
Yeah, you doing way too much. Here, I'm going to lead you out with this.
I mean, that's how about that life I was. No, you ain't picking up no Aquafina?
I ain't doing all that. Hell to the no, hell to the no. To the no.
Right, you don't understand, this type is like real desperate. Like, water, this is the type of shit where, like, yo, when all the materialism fades away, like, what is really currency? And it's like, oh, the war is going to be less over oil. It's going to be about water.
It's just resources.
That's why I said, we live in California. We've been in a drought for like 20 years.
I totally forgot about that. That was my theory about racism is about resources, but... Spice it up a little bit. Read them and weep.
Cayenne Carl.
Cayenne Carl.
That's the name of the episode.
Spicy. A Japanese man took dating to the next level after reportedly simultaneously becoming involved with at least 35 women in order to receive a steady influx of birthday gifts.
Mm.
Japan Today reports that 39-year-old Takashi... Shit, you gonna have to pay me to say that one. Miyagawa has been arrested in Osaka, Japan for his serial relationship scheme as authorities launched a probe into accusations that he scammed several women by leading them to believe he was serious about dating them for the long haul.
Wait, this is illegal?
Hold up. This is Japan. In turn, these women gave him around 100,000 yen in gifts or $766, which consisted of smaller birthday gifts of money and clothing, the publication writes. Miyagawa also allegedly gave each woman a different birth date. A 47-year-old woman claimed he told her his birthday was in February, was February 22nd.
Trying to keep the consistent
while
flow.
Another 40-year-old woman said his birthday was in July, and a 35-year-old thought it was in April. Damn, his age range is crazy. This tactic was apparently used to ensure that he would always be receiving gifts.
I feel you. So... the beginning of that's kind of fire. That's crazy. It's illegal. And two is like, damn, 35 hoes. You only got $700.
That's it. Yeah, it's like at that point, it's not cost efficient. Like he's
that's like the $20 white elephant gift.
He's putting a lot of effort in for only $766. Yeah. Man, that's crazy. You got to start aiming a little higher. I'm sure. But look, we only getting the 35 that like caught on. True. He's probably approached by nearly 150 women in a...
It's a numbers game.
That's a crazy like stat, though, to be out here just every day looking your best just to get $766.
Nah, well, I got to see what some of these women look like.
I need to know what that is. But, yo, $766 to me is just crazy. But at the same token, to get arrested for that, look, if I just tell you...
We were all on miniature versions of the same thing when we was younger.
Yeah. I don't feel personally that I need to tell you all my identifying information when I first meet you.
Hello, I'm Cayenne Carl.
Yeah.
I like to get spicy.
If you don't feel safe going out with a date with a man, then don't go out. You know what I mean? Because although it would be nice to have that information and stuff like that about like, you know, they family history and their life and stuff like that. After a month or so, I still don't trust you. I don't know if I'm just going to get, you know, give you all my information. Now, on the flip side, there's been women to say this, you know, like, oh, I ask all those things. All right, it's up to the man if he wants to, you know, answer all those. I don't have to. But I don't think what he did was that bad. I don't think it's deceitful. Because you're putting in the bid. Look, if you only gave me $20 for my birthday, then you may not be the one. So I'm going to go with the one that's going to give me $800.
Okay.
If you give me $800 for my birthday and all the rest of the women know, you know, are giving me $20, you know, a jacket or something, and you coming out with $800, you're the winner.
But these women don't know they're competing.
Come on, man, we're not gonna go with that.
If it was
we
that
all
type
competing,
of,
though.
No, but I'm saying like, okay, but that's just also assuming like, okay, she gave you a $20 gift, but maybe it meant more like on the sentimental side, or it's meant to be more like thoughtful than anything.
Nothing's thoughtful about having 35 women try out, so we got to get that idea out.
No, I'm talking about the woman getting the gift isn't worried about how much it costs because it's about a certain type of thought
that comes with it.
Yeah. You worried about the price tag, she worried about what was going into it, because we don't know what these gifts are.
We don't.
Unless she's like, yo, this is the Cash App. You just... whatever.
But again,
you feel.
If it's $766 and somebody got an easel and like some paint and like painted me a photo, that's cool and all, but you know, yeah. Nah, this guy's playing the numbers game. I'm going with the numbers guy.
I know what he doing. I'm talking about the women.
How would you feel?
How would I feel? Exhausted.
No. But how do you feel? Or not like about like in the moment doing that, but how do you feel he was in the wrong?
Not legally wrong.
Morally wrong.
Morally wrong? I mean, how old is he?
Shit, he's got to be 36, 37, because his age range was 44 to 32.
Man, if you got that kind
like
of
that.
Time to put in that effort, man, more power to you.
It's a full-time job.
It's impressive more than anything.
We were just talking about this 3 episodes ago about people doing fake shit on Instagram to garner people to buy things. If I don't know if Japan is a capitalist society, or if you know what their politics is like. But it just sounds like a man that's just out here trying to get a dollar. He ain't hurt nobody, you know. And women do it all the time. I'm just saying.
Hey, trying to get these gifts.
Yeah, let me get a gift one time. But when it's a man doing it, it's like, ah, well, you guys have had things for centuries. You know, you talk to the wrong one, though. You know, try being a black man for a little bit. Then tell me if I had everything for centuries. But, you know, it is what it is. That usually stalls them out when you pull that card out.
Yeah.
Yo, so this is funny. Let me tell this side note story. So today, I'm at the golf course. I hit a ball. Shitty ass shot. When a ball is heading towards an individual, you say, four, right?
Right.
The wind's blowing. But I yell at the top of my lungs, and the guys in the group with me, they yell with me. So the ball rolls past old dude, white dude. He's probably...
Are you sure? Yeah. Maybe you should have said quattro.
No, he was a white dude, because when he walked up on me. So then the ball bounces like 4 feet away from him. Now, I ain't gonna lie, that shit was coming hot. It was humming, right? But we yell. So he threw his hands up. And I told him, straight up.
Threw his hands up to, like, block it from his head?
He threw his hands up like, no, like, yo, what's up with you?
Oh.
And I said, bro, like I yelled, you're on a golf course. You're on a golf course and whatnot. And you're getting mad at me about, like, yelling for, like, you talking to the wrong one. I tell him straight up. Like, you know, I don't know what it is, but, like, all the shit that's been going on, like, in the world today. And I do have my other three cheers. I just been walking around mad at white people except for you.
You can be mad at me.
But well, no, I don't need to. You're not part of that. Like, I can't throw you in there, man. You be struggling with us. But yeah, man, that and back to that little, you know, tidbit. I don't think my man was wrong, man. I think, you know, they just mad that he got the best of him. So, yeah. All right, man, let's do it. I'm ready.
What are we doing?
This Week in Hip Hop. Lead us in.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I understand what you're saying, because it's, what, 3 weeks in a row that I had to take over the intro and do a little mini tribute or whatever. So, you know, R.I.P. Shock G, a.k.a. Humpty Hump.
Let's go ahead and give that man applause real quick. You ain't going to leave us in with any Shock G facts.
Yeah, Gary, I mean.
Tell us the story for our listeners that may not know. I listened to some other podcasts over the weekend, and not many people got into the story.
So Shock G, well, that's the thing. Shock G, you know, founding member of Digital Underground, is a little, I wasn't outside for it.
Right.
And.
Because it was in the 80s, right?
It was like early 90s, you know. But so it didn't really. And it wasn't one of those things I went back to and was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, obviously I did that with a bunch of other stuff. But so as far as that goes, the biggest contribution, I don't want to say that because that sounds crazy. But personally, and I'm assuming for a lot of people that are a little younger, they are responsible for introducing the world to Tupac.
Mm.
So one of the songs I played, same song, it was Tupac's first array at rapping, at least on record. And, you know, he started out with them as a roadie and then a backup dancer. And then they gave him that shine, that little half a verse shine. And then he went off and got his own deal and became what he was. And then he always came back and showed them love. Like, obviously, I Get Around was big for Tupac. Shock G was the producer of that. So he was a rapper. He was a producer. I'm pretty sure he was doing their artwork. Like, he was
a musician, too.
He was doing everything. Yeah, he was also a.k.a. the piano man, like a bunch of stuff. He produced one of my favorite Tupac songs, So Many Tears, off of Me Against the World. And, you know, just all around, like, real Bay Area shit. So, I mean, Digital Underground, like I said, shout out Money B. I've seen him perform his I Get Around verse live in, like, the smallest clubs. And that was interesting. But, yeah, man, I mean, other than that, just, you know, 57, there's not a lot of details out yet, at least from what I saw, but 57.
It's pretty young.
Still young, man.
Pretty young. Yeah, man, I mean, you know, rest in peace to Shock G, and I mean no disrespect when I said, like, hey, you know, I don't want to... It's just like every week, you know, we've been hit hard with DMX, Black Rob, Shock G, you know, you have the young man that lost his life who played basketball at Kentucky.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then there was a guy, Gino Hayes, I believe is his name, or Haynes. He played linebacker for a few teams, actually, so I won't even just pinpoint just one. But he played linebacker for a few teams. He, you know, was recently diagnosed with, like, you know, a terminal illness. And I was like, man, you know what? Social media is, like, dragging on me right now, you know? And then all the things that's going on. It's not like I wouldn't know it in the first place, but it's, like,
it's constantly
being around it. And it's, like, it's affecting, like, me. You know what I mean? And I want to be the best version of me, but it's, like, you get force-fed a lot of these things, and then you see it. You know what I mean? Like, we hadn't even laid DMX to rest yet before all this information came.
That's what I said last week. That's what I said this week. And I'm like, damn, we can't even give one. I'm trying to give you back the intro when we.
Yeah. Now you go ahead and keep it.
And then here we go. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, and that's another reason, because part of this show is hip hop related, and that's, you know, a big thing in at least our lives and our culture. So it's like, that's kind of why we focus on that. Because if we just talked about all the other, you know, unfortunate deaths, that's all our podcast would be about
the whole time. Yeah.
You know, so I understand you don't want to talk about it all the time, but, you know, just because it's really related to at least this specific portion, we got to at least speak on it a little bit. And then, you know, like I said, like, Shock G was a little before me. You know, I respect everything he done, everything that, but, and then, like I said last week with Black Rob, like, it's not all going to hit me the same. And that's why I was like, damn, X ain't even in the ground yet. We still got to move on to this, move on to that. And, you know, It's still early. It's April.
Right.
You know, we got a long year to go.
You still got to make it through the summer.
Even though it's still moving, you know, people about to go outside, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It seems like one of the best things about being inside was there was less shit going on as far as, like, all the death you're talking about. As soon as it opened up, it was like, oh, we got to make up for lost time.
Not on the grand scale, but, I mean, the coronavirus deaths, that ticker was... Dude, the anxiety. I'm talking about
the wild shit, though. Not like the virus. I'm talking about, like...
Just the nonsense that we're seeing and stuff. Maybe it was happening, we just wasn't paying attention because the news was only caring about the numbers. But, yeah. All right.
Other than that...
You got Illmatic on here.
Yeah, Illmatic. So that's what, 9...
So it didn't make sense to you when I said it. It only made sense when you read it?
No, I didn't read it. I was saying, was that last week? Okay, so that's what, 26 years?
You got something wild on here on the list, but we'll wait.
26 years. Illmatic.
Yeah. You know, so grouping Nas and Shock G together, it's a crazy grouping. But the whole point of me doing that is because I follow the Rap page on Instagram.
And the rap page?
Yeah.
Is it called the rap page?
It's called Rap or Rap TV, whatever it is. It's Rap, though. Everybody follows it now. It's like, they talk about new music and all this other shit, too. But when you go through the comments section, a lot of these kids are really unfamiliar about, like, older works.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people like Shock G, who? You know, or Nas, like, you know, their Nas reference is maybe something new. You know, Stillmatic being 26 years old lets me know how old hip hop is now. But
Stillmatic's about to celebrate its 20th anniversary.
What did I say?
Stillmatic.
Oh, my bad. But with these type of acts, I feel like I'm okay with Culture Vulture.
Yeah, 27.
I'm okay with Culture Vulture. You do the math. I ain't do the math.
Yeah, obviously. you saw that shit last night.
Nah, I won. I beat you.
Nah.
I beat you specifically.
You worried
about them. In the one-off, I beat you.
You worried about them sixes.
But then... It should prove to be like a great strategy. But with Nas and these older acts, I like, you know, I'm okay with... Culture Vultures, you know, in our...
But, you know, kid, I know what you're trying to say, and for, like, the purists and all that other stuff, it's like, you should know, you should do a little history, know where it's coming from.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
But, you know what, there's not a lot of people that do that, so I can't get mad at the kids.
Yeah, but then you got to hold that negativity.
No, I understand, it's like, what you mean? But then it's like, but see, I've been get off my lawn for a long time. Back before, when I was still the one on someone else's lawn, they're just like, oh, you can stay there.
Yeah.
But I've been yelling, get off my yard, you know, lawn for a long time. But I can't get mad at the kids because it's just like, oh, you know, I got people, you know, if I played some old Big Daddy Kane shit, you'd be like, I ain't trying to hear this right now. But when it comes up in, like, the topic, like, oh, Big Daddy Kane, that's a name that I hear that I'm supposed to respect, la, la, la.
You don't have to listen to it. I mean, I personally don't listen to a lot of old rap. You know what I mean? All the time. Like, I listen to a good mix of everything. I try to stay balanced. But at least know. You know, or don't disrespect the man under the comments of saying who or have no idea who it is or whatever. Like, bro, go read it and be like, oh, okay. Because most people have heard of Tupac, at least. You know what I mean? So you've heard I Get Around. You've heard, you know, all the other digital some underground legacies songs.
Are easier to keep up than someone like that. But, like, you know, I think they were talking to, like, Common is known. He's like, or Ludacris. Like, they're actors now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy from Fast and the Furious. You're telling me he was a well-respected rapper and all this and that?
Ludacris, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
But
I tell you what, when Luda came back to rap, I was like, what is this shit?
What you mean?
What albums do you like from Ludacris post-Fast and the Furious?
Well, the first one he was in was during his run. That was 02. So he had Chicken and Beer after that. He had Red Light District after that.
You like Red Light District?
I do.
A lot?
A lot. I could see that's where it was going to start to change.
That's where it changed for me. I give you Chicken and Beer. That's fine. But then the other ones, and then was it Release Therapy? Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Grammy winning. It's solid. It's not the same Ludacris. For me, Ludacris changes when he cuts his hair, and that's Release Therapy.
Mm. Your time has come. Yeah, bro. I remember, come on, man.
That shit's hard, though.
That song is hard. I only remember the fire ones, but it was like three on that
whole
album. You
was still beefing with T.I. at that point. It's just at that point, I was like, ooh, T.I. might be starting to win this.
Yeah. And even that's crazy to say now, because he has some good projects and stuff like that.
Yeah, Ludaversal, Theater of the Mind, they were solid. It just wasn't the same. It wasn't hitting like it was in 2000, 2001.
Maybe because the bag is different.
I mean, he knows how to make a hit song. He knows how to put together an album. His whole big thing is like, oh, he don't have that classic. And that just depends. If you talk to like some real like...
I think Chicken and Beer is a classic.
No.
It is.
That if you throw that C word around loosely, maybe. Tell me the singles from it.
That's arguable.
Tell me the singles from it.
Wanna lick you to your head to your toes.
Conversation over.
And I wanna...
All right, yeah, conversation over. You want me to say it on mic or you? Yeah. Cayenne Carl. That's right. It started early. Bam. You really took out his first single and then put it on his fourth album.
Yeah. On what?
Chicken and Beer.
What was on Chicken and Beer?
Chicken and Beer is Splash Waterfalls. It's Stand Up.
Doom, doom. Wait, so the one that I'm talking about with Shonda wasn't on the first one?
It was on the first album. Chicken and Beer is his third album.
Is it? What was the first album called? Oh, Back for the First Time.
Man, it's not a classic. This was my proving my point.
I had the wrong one.
Man,
my bad.
Move
I had the
on.
Wrong.
We ain't even supposed to be talking about Ludacris.
It's
right all right. Now.
No, it's cool. I see. You want to make sure you please her. K.O.D. K.O.D. We've got there. We're there.
On KLD, 3-year anniversary.
All right. Why are you looking at me? You wrote it
on
there.
No, you used to know because you're saying I'm doing it to please her, and I did it because I saw it.
I'm getting
like, oh,
my jokes off. I know. Serious Bill?
Nah, I can't. After you said, it's a classic. What's the singles?
Now he's turning pink, too. He's getting mad.
Nah, man. I ran out of water a long time ago.
Oh, man. KLD is the 3-year anniversary, you said?
Yeah, I put it up there because I think it's his best album.
I knew you was going to say
that.
Album
that's on retail anyway.
I knew you was going to say that. And you know what? I don't know if I can even dispute that.
So when I did, and this is the back in 2018 when it came out and I did the album list, this was number one. And it was real close between this and Victory Lap. And I just felt like...
You're not a For Your Eyes Only type of guy?
Nah.
That one's all right. Nah, you tripping. 2014 Forest Hill Drive is his best project. KOD.
No, a lot of people will probably say that. Yeah. For me, though.
For you, KOD is the one.
I think KOD is better than Forest Hill
Drive.
Yeah,
a lot of trauma. Born Center wasn't my favorite.
It had good songs. It just really scatterbrained.
Yeah, I as much as people...
I'm a big sequencing guy.
And the sideline story, that was all right. My only
had
thing
a lot
was
of highs
a
and
lot
then,
of commercials.
And then it had Mr. Nice Watch.
Yeah. That's where you draw the line.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. You got your whole verse, and that's what you did with it. Now, it might not have been his fault, but still.
One more. Deeper Than Rap. Or actually, we got two more. Deeper Than Rap.
Yeah, this is where Ross really found his sound.
This is
where it changes, where it's like, oh, look at his ear for beats and this and that. And, this is where kind of him and Justice League and everything kind of came together, and he became real consistent, and he started that real run of like, okay, I'm here now.
Because
before that, he had Trilla, so he had the Big Boss and all that other stuff.
This is before Drake features on 2009.
Yeah. This is like right when he's back. This is right in the midst of the 50 battle.
I got a feeling, nigga, really, that my money
Yeah.
Look up at the star.
We're just going to run through a few of these. I'm just hitting all the stars right now.
Hitting all the stars. I don't even know what that means.
It means that it's like a popular track amongst the people. Okay. Like when there's a star next to it.
Is the first Maybach Music on this one?
Yeah. This is Maybach Music 2.
The first good one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you want to clarify.
This is like the most... Yeah, yeah.
I don't... Let's see that. Oh, with Lil Wayne and people. Yeah,
this is where he really started. Like, oh, look at all these beats he got.
Let's see. And then there's Rich Off Cocaine. You might be right, because there's a lot more stars on this one. It's not for me. I know you're not cruising with this in the V.
In the V?
Yeah. You off in the V.
V for Van.
This is Magnificent featuring John Legend.
That's yours. You look like a diced pineapples guy.
I do like diced pineapples.
Yeah, you put a little cayenne on it.
I'm a diced pineapple. Yeah. Cayenne on the dice. Cayenne as well on the diced pineapple. Last one.
You're spending too much time on this.
I just wanted to track it real quick.
I just put it on there. I didn't think I was going to talk about it because there was so much other stuff.
Well, because
you
had made a profound statement talking about this is like the turning point in his career. And I'm like, bro, he had been out for so long.
Hey, one of these episodes, you're going to go the whole way through without saying profound.
I never said profound in all of them, do I?
Yeah, you might have said it a few times last week. Just last week. You average about 1.3 profounds an episode.
I don't know. Yeah, I find a new word. What was I saying last week?
Thwart.
Yeah, thwart. I ain't gonna keep saying that. All right, this is the last thing you had on here, and this is what I found to be crazy.
What?
Mace officially retires?
No, not officially. He did a Jordan retirement.
Okay, wait.
So he
are you celebrating him retiring, or are you saying that he's retired as of now?
I'm saying this week in hip hop, Mace retiring the first time was a big deal because he was like quote unquote on top of the game. He left like, oh shit, you really just gonna leave right now?
He left for the Lord. We got to make sure we started giving that
allegedly.
What do you mean? He was doing sermons
yeah,
and stuff. All right.
There's a few clips out there.
How you going to tell this man what his convictions are?
Because the way he came back. He came back with G-Unit.
Some people do that. You know, you got to reconnect with the streets.
He came back with G-Unit.
Welcome back.
Well, the thing, before you start off as Murder Mason and Children of the Corn.
I agree with Joe Budden. If you're a rapper, you don't just retire, bro. You have the opportunity to put out music whenever you like. If I told you, like, look, we're going to retire from this podcast, we could take some time off and come back 5 years from now and feel like we can get that old thing back.
You're associating that take with him, and that take's been out way well before him.
What?
That's not a hot take.
What is?
Rappers not retiring?
No, but you just had it on here as if it was like something special. I don't believe anybody when they say they retire from anything.
I'm talking about
really.
The first time. He's retired a few times. I'm saying the first time.
Real retirement.
When Jordan left after the shot, or before the shot, when he left to go play baseball, that's a big deal.
That's retirement to you?
When you're in the moment, you're like, damn, he's retired. You're going to leave right now after three championships to go play baseball?
Because he won. Dude, you seen Last Dance just like we all did, man. He had won everything he needed to at
that
point.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about as a fan. Not understanding, like, you're in the prime of your life.
But
the prime of your
career. I'm asking you this, though. As a fan, you believe that he was retired.
I was too young to really understand that part.
But now you're a grown-ass man, so I need to know the answer to that one.
At the point, it's like, okay, he retired. Well, no, because... When you retire for that reason, Malice retired from the Clips, became No Malice, even though he's not retired, but he retired from...
He still raps.
Clips type rapping, and he's held on to that.
Man, all right, man, now you about to be this guy, so I'm going to read it to you.
Nah.
Leave one's job and cease. The word cease. That means stop.
All right, man.
To work. Typically
the reason
upon
you,
reaching
you
normal
putting,
age.
You putting this type of fight up because you wasn't outside when it happened.
I was outside when
no,
it happened.
Because
I
know,
thought it was a load of bullshit because we've
okay,
seen that
but
all
what
the
I'm
time.
Saying is when it comes to this week in hip hop, that was a big moment at the time. That's all I'm saying. Of course, he didn't really retire. He came back a few times and this and that. But it's just like, because one, it's really Mace. I don't care that much.
I don't think it... That's fine. I do. All right. You're not about to just tell me you don't care, and I do. Because at the time, I didn't believe bro was really retired. I just feel like most people don't say, oh, I'm taking a break. Or sometimes rappers say that they retire because
okay,
they have
okay,
like,
but
terrible
here's the
deals
thing.
And
just
stuff.
Like when Jay retired after Black Album, there's going to be a section that say, I don't believe it. And then there's going to be the math like, oh, shit, he's really leaving. This is it. This is his retirement album. They treated it like one. And at the time, he might have believed in himself and treated it like one. That's why it came out the way it did.
Did Mace give us a retirement album and promo run?
I felt like he retired after he didn't plan on it and just say, you know what? I can't be doing this no more.
People do that shit every day. People do that shit every day, man. It's all good, bro. I'm not going to die on that hill. I'm going to let it go. I got to pick my battles.
I got 9 lives. I'm ready to die on a lot of hills.
Random shit to fill in time. We're going to get the hell up out of here. I'm going to save my other one.
I told you we was going to have a full show.
Yeah, I guess. Well, we're not going to 1:30. Our new thing is like 1:15. That's the new short episode right now. How do you feel about going on vacation without substances?
I don't really go on too many vacations.
If you had to go straight edge the whole vacation, right? Would you be able to do it?
I mean,
not one drink. I say substances. I'm not throwing out coke or nothing like that.
Yo, substances. Vacation also, that's very vague because it really depends on who you with, right?
Yeah, but there's never been a vacation, at least over 21, that I've gone on without having a drink.
No, I understand because it's like, I'm grown. I'm here. You know, you're on vacation to relax. This is something you do to relax. Or, you know, whatever, or enhance whatever fun you're doing. Would you trying to get a foot massage? I'm
trying to stretch out this hammy a little tight on this seat.
I mean, I probably could if I really had to.
Okay.
Would I want to? No.
All right, we're going to make these quick hitters. So, I think vacation, yeah, you definitely got to let loose. I don't think I'll ever try it.
If you want to get a little more in detail, I'm not like a substance dude. So I'm not out here doing, even when it was like hot back in the day, I ain't never did no type of pills. And all that stuff scares me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It scares that's the only reason why I don't like partake in a lot of the crazy shit. I don't want to look like the people I'm looking at when they, you know, full on into their bag.
Yeah. So other than the sauce and an occasional edible, because edibles, you never know what point of the bag you in, which might have a little bit more in it than the other ones.
Yeah, you know,
they just don't really do it for me. But when they do it for me, it's a little too much. I've never had to like, you know, this was nice.
Nighttime is coming. He's out. Group interviews. When's the last time you participated, and where were you doing this at?
Damn, I know I have one.
And the only reason why I bring this up, so backstory while you're thinking about it. So, Alonzo, who was filling in for you so many episodes ago now, he had a group interview on Monday. And I was like, damn. I was like, I haven't been at a job that had a group interview in a long time. But then I remembered the jobs that I was doing at the time. Not saying that he was applying at these places. But I had a group interview at the movie theaters.
Okay, yeah, those are the type of jobs I'm thinking of.
And Chuck E. Cheese.
Boom. Okay, so mine was SeaWorld.
Mm.
John's Incredible Pizza.
Damn, okay. We heavy in the minimum wage bag right
now. I think that was the only
two. Shout out to anybody that works at SeaWorld, John's Incredible, or the movies listening to us. What you going to say? Fuck them?
Yeah. I feel like if you're local anyway to San Diego, I feel like SeaWorld's everybody's first job, or you gotta go through that.
You have to.
Or the zoo.
I ain't mopped the floor since, bro. not for pay. You know, I do my own house or some shit, but I'm not doing it like in an establishment. Like,
hey, yeah, you know what? Your floor it was either recently mopped or well maintained.
When?
Because remember when the water spilt on the floor yesterday?
Yeah.
The kids was doing too much.
Yeah.
So I went to grab a nap because I didn't have a towel, so I grabbed a napkin and wiped it up.
Yeah.
And normally that's when you know, like, okay, it don't look dirty, but you know.
Yeah,
they could use a mopping.
Nah, she
that shit was pretty solid.
Nah, she's sweet.
Pretty light.
And we have get a Roomba, man. You got wealth.
No,
right
we
now.
Do. We got the great value version. We call him Billy.
The same thing. As long as it picks up trash.
It do.
Bro, I'm not a brand whore. Hey. Only with shoes, and that's it. But like other than that, I wouldn't. These sweats is from Target.
Like, hey, but he was looking around. We turned him on at the new house, and he's like, "Yo, this. You want me to do all this? I'm not used to doing all this."
Yeah. He was like, "Oh, wait a minute." Plus, y'all got upstairs and downstairs, which you would probably need two of them joints, or you just turn it on and hope it doesn't go over the edge. But those group interviews, man, about that, Like, I just thought it was crazy because you're in competition. So the job that he was applying for was a reputable job. Let me put some respect on his name. He was trying to work with the kids that are in the asylum downtown right now. But I thought it was just... You good?
Oh, I see what happened. Go ahead. Why is doing that?
Yeah.
Real quick. My bad, y'all.
So he was applying there, but he was saying that like it's like a staff worker position.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, is that there's people applying at that place with master's degrees and bachelor's degrees fresh out of college. And I'm like, yo, that's crazy that that's the job that you go to where you have to like participate in a group interview. And imagine yourself, right? Imagine you're at SeaWorld. And somebody has like
trying to flex and yeah, like, I got a master's.
I got a master's in hospitality. You know yeah. what I mean? Something crazy that were that like that goes with that. Like, how are you going to outshine? Fuck it, let's do it.
Well, I mean,
Mr. Shaughnessy, my name is Mr. Thorpe. I will be doing your group interview today with Miss Rachel and
Mr. Thompson. Aren't you Kyan Carl from the podcast?
Kyan Carl for the podcast, but you could call me Mr. Carl. I'm here doing this stuff for you today. So, what separates you from Miss Rachel and Mr. Johnson? I think I done made up two different names on this whole path. But what
gave someone a first name and a last
why,
name.
Why do you need this job here at SeaWorld?
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. These people they got the certifications, they got the paper.
Mm.
They don't got the drive though.
Mm.
Huh.
They got the experience and they whatchamacallits, what's they facilities, they universities.
Huh.
I got the experience from the school of hard knocks.
I hate that though. Like why? Like
what else am I going to do?
I know that, but I'm saying like in the, no. You're what you're doing is fine, but it's like, bro, I shouldn't be out here in the room with my competition. Like whoever created group interviews, they nuts, man. Like you're not gonna get a good feel of who a person is matched up against three other people.
I can't remember like any details of my group interview.
I'm giving you all details about me that you and I both know is a lie. So is Rachel, and so is Mr. Johnson.
Yeah,
right. We're all lying because you know after 5 days of working here, I'm like, man, this job sucks.
I feel
I'm gonna be the real me.
Yeah, and now it's gonna be like, hey, you know what? Not gonna front. Why do you really want to be a janitor here? It's like, I'm broke, man.
Yeah,
I promise you I'm going to show up.
Exactly.
I'm going to do my job to the best of my abilities, and I'm going to appreciate any and every opportunity.
That should be regular in interviews. I'm going to let you finish, but this is what we should be able to say.
Yeah.
Look, I applied to 8 other positions. I ain't getting none of them. Right now, I'm desperate.
But we want somebody to be here for the long haul.
Yeah, and I will be here for the long haul because ain't nobody else hiring me. You know, like that's motivation. Yeah. I wish you could say that because he even had me fill out. What he asked me for is a reference.
Yeah.
And so it was like, well, how long you known him? Well, it's like, well, you asked me if he's a relative, so I've known him my whole damn life, or at least his whole damn life, because I'm older than him. You know what I mean? But even then, on top of that, it's like, well, how do you do working with him? Well, shit, I guess he does all right during Thanksgiving, putting the kid, you know, the stuff together. I don't know what else you want me to, like, you know, answer about it. But even then, none of that stuff matters as long as he shows up, because what most people care about in those type of jobs
availability.
Is bodies. Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's 100%. So this group interview shit about me putting you in a... Don't ask me to do a group interview for a job and show a professional for a job that I can come in a t-shirt in.
Hey, I don't get sick. I don't call out. I'm here.
And if I'm hurt, I won't... Shifts. If I trip somewhere here, I'm not going to sue y'all. I'm good.
There we go.
Yeah, that should be enough.
I didn't realize there was a lot of group interviews was really a thing still.
I didn't know either, and especially at that level, because that job that he's applying for is above minimum wage, you know what I mean? But like the fact that people were, I know they probably do it at like these lower places that we're talking about because it's more efficient. You have 5 or 6 people show up for a certain time frame versus spreading it out and you're getting them all done in one shot.
I feel like if I got weeded out at the group interview,
oh, man.
I feel like... Shout out to anybody ever did. This ain't no disrespect. I'd just be like, damn, like I couldn't even make it past the group.
Yeah, portion. Man. And
it's like trying out for the basketball team. You're like,
man, I get cut on the first day. Yeah,
man. Was I at the same practice? I know it ever happened to me before, like, but I'm saying like I feel like I know when I was trying out, like, okay, I ain't even gotta do nothing crazy to get the call back.
Right, right.
At least the first, you know, before they really know who you are and you're coming back for your second or third year or whatever. But it's like the ones that were like, you can kind of, you know, you there. I'm like, all right, I know he ain't going.
Right.
You ever been at a group interview and someone says something stupid? Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, shit, even when they walk in. But then again, they've hired some people where I was like, because even the people that, dude, I remember, this is great. The same man that did, and I hate saying this now because rest in peace, Uncle Phil, but crazy ass rest in peace to throw out there, but it's going to make sense. One of the first jobs I had was working at the movie theaters in Grossmont Center, right? And so I did a group interview. Big guy. Looked just like Uncle Phil in the face. Way bigger in the body, though. Like way bigger than what James was. So with that being said, I show up to work one day. It was the first day that I was able to get like free tickets. You have to work there for like 4 or 5 months before you can get the free movie tickets. So it's Thanksgiving. I misread the schedule. So I thought that I was working the next day when I was supposed to work the day I went in. So it was me, my cousin, his girlfriend, and another family member.
Yeah, that looks crazy.
And so I walk in and I'm like, yo,
what's up, y'all?
I'm here to watch this movie. And I was like, oh, you know, your shift was like an hour and a half ago, or you have an hour and a half left on your shift. You're a no call, no show. I'm like, I'm right here in front of you with my family. Like, obviously I'm not coming to the movies, you know, just to be like, hey, the hell with y'all, I'm getting one free movie and I want to get fired. Like, nah. And so do let me go. And my mom saved me.
He fired you right there?
He fired me. They told me not to come in. And then he called me in. I seen the pink slip on the desk. And I was ready to call him all types of MFers and stuff like that. My mom said, you need to let that go. Right? And I was like, bump his fat Uncle Phil looking ass, blah, blah, blah. And I got mad at him. Now, here's the thing. I told this story before, but I recently saw this man within the last 2 or 3 years. And so he still works there. And then, like, I had to think to myself, like, yo, I feel bad for this gentleman now, you know, because he's stuck here maybe at a job that he doesn't like. He's not really applying himself. You know, he is overweight and stuff like that. And I'm playing into a card where I shouldn't need to, where I'm mad. I ended up being all right because I learned from that situation. You know what I mean? So as much as we talking shit about group interviews and stuff like that, if y'all got kids that are like 15, 16, 17, let them work at those type of jobs so that they know what it's like to be in that type of environment and see, hey, do I want to spend the rest of my life at this level or do I want more for myself?
Hey,
hold up, you ain't got a mic.
You work at retail. That'll show you. I ain't trying to do this.
Bro, you worked at Patton Oscars.
No, but the restaurant's different. Working retail sucks. Working at Patton Oscars was fun, but that might have been because of who I was with. But working retail, like folding shirts and just twiddling your fingers, that's
so you taking
terrible.
Retail? You taking 7-Eleven over retail?
Yes.
Mm.
I'm taking all my jobs over retail.
That's
except
crazy.
For John's Incredible Pizza, but that's just because of it was a specific portion of my life that I didn't need to be anywhere. But I mean, the main portion of this that's the biggest thing is. The master's is becoming the new bachelor's and the bachelor's is becoming the new high school diploma.
Yeah, you got to specialize in shit now. Like I was looking at jobs just the other day just to like see what was around. And a lot of them, they want me to have like the credentials that come around having my master's. And I was like, bro, none of that shit like interested me when I was in school. And I guess like I'll be just stuck at this pay rate. But you're right. Like the master's is the new bachelor's. Hell, even that. I mean, it doesn't even matter, though, because like you need. So in my profession, there's a certain classification that you can have, but it like drastically increases the money that you receive. Like it's like an extra $20 an hour. But the type of work that they do, I just don't want to do it. Like I'm not going to even lie to you. And so like for me, it's like I'd rather get into something where money just make itself. I'm done with school. I'm done with paying because a lot of these prerequisite stuff that they have you do, if you don't do it right then and there, then you're going to spend extra bread on the back end just to get that.
Well, I mean, the thing is, that piece of paper don't really mean any, like it means something different. And I think that's what some jobs use it to weed certain people out because it means you can commit to something for a specific amount of
time. Yeah, you've been through some shit.
But
too.
We all know people with these certifications, these degrees that you're probably smarter than or aren't as brilliant as their, you know, diplomas and everything that's on their wall would lead you to believe.
Right.
You're just like, dang, like. This guy got the master's?
Oh, facts. Like, there's a bunch of people.
There might have been a moment last night when you was trying to add up your little rows where I was like, Fresno, just give it out to anybody, so, don't they?
But see, I took the GRE, right? But then like in my program, and the GRE is kind of like the SATs, you know, but it's for, you know, people in college. And with that, I didn't study the math. I didn't take math for 4 years at that time. You know what I mean? But they told me in my program, like, all we care about is the writing portion. Do good in the essay, do good on the literature portion, and you're a shoe-in. Don't worry about the math. So yeah. I would just C looks right, B looks right, A. All right, let's go back to C again. And I bombed the math. But I got into the master's program with ease, you know? But that's why I feel like standardized testing and all that is BS, you know?
No, it don't work.
It's a way of just weeding people out. You know, that's just the end of it. You know, that makes sure, take this standardized test and you can get into this university. Take this standardized test and you can get into this program within the university. Like all that. It's like, it's just ways because it's not enough for everybody. It's not enough spaces available for everybody. It's my whole theory about racism. But again, we'll talk about it later. It's all about resources and justifying why you'd get it over others. Do you buy your kids dolls of their ethnic background or do you not care? Nah, tell your joke. Don't be over here like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that joke. Yeah. I forgot. I was like, what joke are we talking about?
Yeah, you know a joke you said. Same shit.
I buy. Yeah. So the joke was, no, I buy them the white dolls because they need to be a. There needs to be a constant presence of me.
My man.
In the household in case I'm not around. So it's Ken dolls all day.
Ken dolls all day.
But, I mean.
Does it mean something to your wife?
It does.
Because for her being black and as woke as she is, I imagine that is a hot topic for her.
So the birthday we were at yesterday was, you know, the family member, she's when she turned 7, she's like pretty heavy set for a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. And we bought her a Barbie, like it was called Barbie Plus or something like that. It was like the Lane Bryant version.
Mm, damn, they're getting to that too?
Yeah, so those little plus size Barbie. You know? Yeah.
And it was. Skinny is the word. Skinny is
well, okay.
Yeah, so, but you know, it's more, but the overall thing is more about the representation. This is somebody that looks like me.
Right.
You know, same reason we, you know, when they, when Black Spider-Man came out, the cartoon one.
Oh, Miles, yeah.
And it's like, G's like, oh, G knows this is a cartoon character that looks like me.
Right.
As opposed to all the other Spider-Mans before
that.
Yeah,
he was cool as shit. He had on Jordan 1s and everything.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's more like, you know, it's all about the representation.
I think it's important, you know, for kids that, you know, have dolls that look like them. But I think also like a mix of everyone.
Oh, you know, yeah, what true. I mean?
Like, yes, for a racial pride thing and also like just to feel confident and grow up and knowing that those things are there. Definitely have some dolls that look like you, but then have Asian dolls, have white dolls.
Yeah, because we're in both the same predicament. If both of our families go out, you line them all up. Not one person looks like the other.
No.
So but both the kids, like, we don't look like each other. I don't look like mom or dad. Mm-hmm. We all look different, but right. We're still family. And I feel like that's going to take them. It's going to have them a lot more advanced as far as their open-mindedness once they get to these, once they get introduced to certain topics that are going to hit them eventually.
Which is nice that you live in a diverse neighborhood as much as you do. Because I didn't realize how diverse it was until the last time I was over there. I was like, he's right. He's not lying. There's black people here walking and jogging like no other. So... Yeah, man, I think it is important. I randomly thought about that. My daughter, you know, she definitely plays with, you know, her run-of-the-mill toys and everything, but they all look different, you know. And I don't know, we don't have to take it to the extreme. Like she plays with Buzz Lightyear and stuff, like what her brother plays with, but it's like, at the same token, I don't think Buzz should be black. Like, if they shouldn't have a black option for Buzz, like, white option is cool. You know, like, I feel like they should be able to play with whatever they want to, but then also have access to having, you know, toys and stuff like that represents them. That's a big deal.
I think they're at the age group where we see what's on like Disney and the stuff that's coming out. Like they're getting a lot better at the representation to where it's going to be a lot more normalized for them coming up. They're going to get more representation than any other generation did. So they'll just take it from there.
Yeah. Okay. You know, and sometimes I like to get through, man, but it just doesn't seem so pressing to me, man, to get to these last two. I will do this one because I feel like it's out of respect, you know, for you, and you can probably offer your thoughts on it, but we won't do the last one. All right. Kobe's Nike contract expired on April 13, 2021. Vanessa Bryant wrote on her Instagram story earlier this month, Kobe and Nike have had some of the most beautiful basketball shoes of all time, worn and adored by fans and athletes in all sports across the globe. It seems fitting that more NBA players wear my husband's product than any other signature shoe. She's been doing her homework. My hope will always be to allow Kobe fans to get and wear his products. The last new pair of Kobe Bryant signature shoes hit the market were the Kobe 6 Grinch that released December 24th, 2020 for $190 at retail. According to StockX, those already trading between $254 to $520, with some pairs selling as much as $1,000. Now, I hit the group chat yesterday, and I told you guys that Nike dropped the ball. And the reason why I think Nike dropped the ball is because there's still money to be made in regards to, for them, you know, in regards to Kobe. He's got Michael Jordan introducing him for the Hall of Fame speech and everything.
Yeah.
You still have his wife who's active and, you know, carrying on his legacy. You still have a devout, it's not like he played on a bum team. He plays on the Lakers, who's still a relevant team and a playoff team with guys who played with Kobe before. So I think in the near future, at least, like, it's still profitable, you know, and if the NBA makes moves later on to honor him, then, you know, his legend lives on. Michael Jordan's shoes are now still hot 30 years later.
Yeah, but see, so this is where, when I came in and said what Nike's thinking was, and in reference to Jordan, is Jordan still around to promote him, to do commercials, to advertise his brand? And I felt like Nike, if this was the case, and which is true that they did drop the ball, was like, oh, well, he's not around to be that face of his own shoe and to continue to really be out there and do the commercials and push it to where, you know, it's Kobe, so it will be profitable, but it's not going to be where there might be some type of cut. And we're going to reflect that in a new negotiation. And then Vanessa was like, nah.
Devil's advocate. When's the last time you seen a Michael Jordan commercial?
A Michael Jordan commercial?
Yeah, specifically for his shoes.
I don't know. I mean, with the way I watch consume content, like, I don't do a lot of commercials, period.
That's right. And Nike's not wasting their money on that.
True.
And how many times have you seen photos of Jordan wearing his own shoes?
I can't see him over the bootcut jeans.
But you know, damn well ain't no ones under no bootcuts. I'm telling you right now, he wearing braided sandals somewhere. And so that's where my logic came in, where it was like, yo, like, I haven't seen Michael. Now, he has spread in other avenues, like golf and stuff like that. But who's to say that, like, Nike couldn't do that with Kobe? You know, like have his brand, you know, reach over to other things.
And that's the thing, too. Like, a lot of, you know, when you talked about how, like, these kids know who Tupac is, because he died in such the prime of life to where it was like a tragedy, to where it's like it became a bigger story. Like Kobe leaving was a big deal.
It shut the world down.
And it's not gonna, like,
not fade. Whether he's here or not, like, it's
not, like, it's not gonna fade because of how tragic it was. And, you know, like, so when it comes to these rappers that are taken too soon, what do we see? What do we see with DMX? All the, like, the 1,000% up on his streaming. Everything's number one right now. I feel like it's the same thing across the board. If a hero who has a product is taken, the sales are going to jump, at least in the immediate future. But Kobe was at a level of a Jordan where it's like, that's going to be forever. And he's like, I'm pretty sure he's more international. Like, he's like China's number one person. And that's a whole different, that's a billion people right there.
So based off of your logic of what you're saying right now, can
Nike
you say
dropped the ball?
Nike dropped the ball. Okay.
Yeah, I agreed with you then. I was trying to think of, like, what was Nike thinking?
Yeah, but
he's not here to push it, so.
I don't think she was saying that they weren't trying to offer a deal. I think they just weren't trying to offer.
No, they weren't paying. They weren't what was fair.
What was that? What she was,
like,
asking for.
Oh, Kobe
for.
Not here either. He was like, oh, it's his wife, so we can, you know.
Fam, because you know, I seen you look up. You know of StockX, right? You know of it by way of, you know, you buying shoes and reselling them. You had to heard of it, or companies that go out and do the selling for you. You probably do it yourself. But if a shoe was, help me out, because, I mean, if the shoe was $190 and people were getting $400 or $500, that means that it's increased in value 220% after the first purchase.
That
you
means
know?
There's a higher demand than there is supply.
And that's where I'm like, yo, like, look, y'all think we stupid, but, like, we know, like, what's going on in these instances, man. Like, y'all dropped the ball, and it's okay if you did, you know, but we'll call it for
but
what it is.
But given how much I personally love Nike, like, I'm not a brand guy either, but when it comes to, like, I really like Nike, like, especially when it comes to, like, I feel like they just make a better product than everybody else. And it'd be a shame because, you know, if I think about them going back to Adidas and I think about them moon boots they tried to throw on us.
Yeah. But you know what? That's not even...
Or to try to make their own Chef Curry's over at Under Armour.
Hell, not even think about it. Kobe Bryant's shoe is the flagship shoe at Nike right now. It's not Kevin Durant. I know the Kyries were selling for a little bit, man, but let's just be honest. It's an ugly-ass shoe, in my opinion. I'm not a big
Kyrie. I don't even know what their shoes look like.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, Kobe, you will spot some Kobes if you've seen them.
Maybe, but I don't follow shoes like that. Yeah. I've owned a couple pair of Kobes in my life, and they were always great. Because I just remember when he came
up. Them crazy A's was hard, though.
Yeah, when Adidas came out with the moon boots, I was like, yo, what is that? What are they doing?
But people were wearing them, though. I remember guys getting them and playing with them on the blacktop. That shit
looked like a Missy Elliott video. Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, I was just thinking about that.
Right,
man.
It's good when the caliber of player matches the quality of the shoe.
Right. And we're talking about a legend in this instance. But yeah, we agree.
I think LeBron's have probably gotten better over time, but I remember he was playing in some cement bricks early on. Like, these joints is heavy.
They got better over time. More recent, maybe in his Miami days, them colors was crazy. Like the South Beach joints. Yeah, come on, it's all good.
Wouldn't even know.
We couldn't bug out together. It's all good. All right, man, let's go ahead and let's get out of here, man.
Yep.
Where are we at? Oh, I lied. You guys got an hour and a half of content.
I told you.
Oh, man. We never get out of here on time. It's all right. We're going to start stretching this podcast out to about 2 hours at one point, but not there yet. The following base doesn't tell me that we need to be here for 2 hours yet. Three cheers, man. Definitely one for me. Rest in peace, Shock G. And then also my other three cheers is going to be AD is back. Speaking of basketball.
4 points and four rebounds back.
Yeah, I knew you was critical of him. He missed like 30. He missed 30 something games though.
Okay, see this.
I'm not a big Laker fan, but I just don't like seeing LeBron not happy. So that's my.
No, I'm saying. Obviously, I want him back. He missed 30 games, but yeah, it's in perfect time. Get back in game shape when it matters.
LeBron's coming back too. I seen him out there pretending to shoot.
He's out there pretending to be hurt too. I know what he's doing. Good for him.
He trying to stay
healthy. Get me back right. I don't care.
Oh man,
go ahead and do low management. I'll talk shit about it till I need it, until it benefits my banner.
Nah, it's become a thing now. KD is always on low management every year.
But see, no.
Them injuries.
Not
I feel
every
like.
Year because he should have been. He shouldn't have came back when he did. So someone who had that type of injury. Like, I feel you. Like, I'm not rushing back. Like, same with Klay Thompson. Like, don't come back.
But yeah, he's out here doing the most, though. He was out here running full 100-yard wins.
It still is a business.
Yeah.
And they love you right now, but at a certain point, you're going to be damaged goods.
And if he missed one more season, they're going to do away with him. Riding with him right now. Last year was like, all right, we can't wait. This year is like, all right, man, you ain't going to just keep walking around here collecting checks and not paying. So what you got for three cheers? Nothing? Sorry if you didn't think of anything.
Nothing, man. Man.
You didn't even try.
I didn't.
He's like, look, we gave y'all an hour and a half. That's what I'm saying, man. I got all the time that y'all need. All right, man.
Wait, nah. Give me the quarterback. I still got that, though.
Oh, no. Wait, what you mean?
I want to play my favorite Shock G feature.
So you going to do that over my Nina Simone?
See, you going to put it like that to make me look like an asshole.
You going
to
do that over my... It's cool. We ain't even got to the beat yet.
Go ahead. I'm out of here. There's always the 1 year anniversary.
Oh, there's going to be more than 1 year anniversary. It's going to be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Listen, I want to thank you guys for listening to US and Outside Podcast. Rest in peace, Shock G. Thank you. More hot content coming soon. We'll figure out the schedule and whatnot as time goes on. But y'all have a good rest of y'all day. Share this podcast with a friend. 5 friends.
Rate and review
too. We need the reviews. We have
comments
good
only. Bad comments. Bad comments go into DMs.
Nah, we get the bad comments too.
Nah, I need the rating to stay high. But you can talk shit about it as long as it
give us a 5. But talk
don't
shit
mess
about
up the algorithm.
Yeah, nah, talk shit about it.
Yeah,
us,
give us the 5 and then give us the
talk shit.
In
yeah, that's cool.
Like this ain't no
and
real.
And then I talked to them personally. We sorted it all out.
And fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world.
carnival world.